Ladies and gentlemen, buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your host, Salsa.
Matt.
And Jenna.
And Booze.
And Booze. Salsa's
in a mood.
Salsa's in a mood. You know what? Let's start with the booze. Yeah, well, let's start with the booze.
Let's get to the booze.
So what I brought tonight, actually, is Cafe Frida, which is the new coffee booze that is put out by Du Nord.
Oh, neat. I did not know that existed.
This is actually the name of it. Frida is the name of a local high school teacher.
Oh.
Who the owner had a very good experience with. And many of our friends actually went to the same school, and they had like a little unveiling party, and where she got to learn about this, and apparently she cried like a baby.
Aww.
So, you know, it's if I can read the back. Oh God, the light down here is
shitty. You're old.
I want to have a booze named after me.
Yeah, right.
The Frida in Cafe Frida is an homage to a special teacher in Minneapolis who helped and inspired so many students to be more than they thought possible. Cafe Frida is our salute to teachers who power through the days with courage, dedication, and ample caffeine.
Coffee
booze. I have mixed mine with my non-dairy creamer. Salsa's got milk.
I've got a mix of both because I live wildly.
Yeah.
Well, I know what I'm getting my wife for Christmas now.
That's a great idea.
There you go. So here we go. Bottoms up.
This is quite good.
Yeah.
It's quite good. I mean, I'm not surprised. Nor is But no,
it's like
that's delightful.
Happy chocolate milk.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta say, though, when one is a teacher, one does not think, you know, one's like, yeah, you know, someday my students will be poets and rocket sciences and people. You're not like, one of these days my kids are gonna name a booze after me.
Yeah, I feel like that's usually probably not on the expected outcome list.
I mean, it's on my bucket list now.
Sure. On my bucket list now as well.
Yeah. Not necessarily to do so as a teacher, just have somebody name an actual
drink after you.
Yeah. Not just a drink. I have a drink named after me. We all do, actually.
True. That's true.
But like an actual like booze.
The dirty bitch does exist.
A mass-produced booze.
Something you can buy
in
a bottle.
Bucket lists. I was listening to an episode of The Nerdist this week with Rob Reiner, which, as you'd imagine, is fascinating. And he pointed out, which I didn't know, that like the term bucket list was invented for that movie and now is so completely part of common parlance that everybody's just like, yeah, you know, like your bucket list, like the stuff you want to do before you die. And it's like, it's such a perfectly simple explanation that he goes, yeah, like everybody goes, oh yeah, like what did your grandparents say? No, we like sat around going, what should we call that? And came up with it for the movie. And I'm like, that's a really weird factoid that, like, I... It
what movie is this for? I don't watch movies.
A movie called The Bucket List.
Oh, yeah, okay.
It's Samuel L. Jackson. That long ago, actually. It's only, like, been 15 years or so.
Who's the other guy? 15 years ago, I was a single parent on welfare and evicted from my apartment living with my baby daddy's sister. So, you know, I didn't get out to movies much during that period.
Is it like Tommy Lee Jones and Samuel Jackson?
Jack Nicholson or something.
Maybe
like
Jack
that.
No, I think it was someone more fun. I don't know.
Anyway.
But it was two old guys kind of like deciding to go do all the things that they've always wished they would do in life by crossing off their quote-unquote bucket list. But it was interesting because that is just so totally ingrained in culture now that it was surprising to find out that movie's only, or that phrase is only as old as probably the early 2000s.
Yeah.
Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman.
Oh, so I was right.
Nice.
Yeah. But
I was totally right.
Everybody was right.
Everybody is
you
right.
You said Samuel Jackson.
Because I can't tell the difference between the two.
Oh, yeah. Remember. But I said Jack Nicholson, and I was
you
right.
Got the Jack Nicholson part right.
Okay.
All white people look the same to me. There was no hope in me getting that one. But anyway, yeah, that's a weird factoid. Oh, speaking of factoids.
Oh.
I got a package in the mail from a Kickstarter award.
Oh.
Is it nachos?
It is nachos.
What?
I'm two for
son
two
of a
tonight.
God damn.
The Nachonomicon, the third book from Derek Sotak.
Yes.
And this one is finally he made a nacho cookbook because everybody kept asking him, like, how come you don't just have recipes for nachos?
Because if you don't know how to make nachos.
Right. However, I'll point out this one, full color photos.
Nice.
It's the first one to be full color, and tell you.
Oh, my God.
There are some really
amazing
looking nachos in here. Where's the one?
I kind of want to have sex with those nachos.
Tater tachochos. Sounds amazing.
Yeah.
Where is the everything? Hawaiian or Hellwaiian nachos. This one sounds amazing to me.
Oh, it's got like
8 ounces ham diced, half cup onion diced, half cup tomato diced, one jalapeno diced, 8 ounces crushed pineapple drained, 4 tablespoons hot sauce, 1 cup shredded cheddar, 1 cup shredded mozzarella, 1 bag tortilla chips.
Nice.
And he kind of runs the gamut of like super simple to super weird. There's even one that's meant to recreate the crappy nachos you get at a sporting event.
Yes.
Where you actually, like, dilute cheese with milk to, like, make it that runny bullshit.
Yes. And
yeah, it's... Derek, man, you do good work, I gotta say. I've enjoyed every single one of these I've gotten, and they sit on the shelf with all my other cookbooks in my kitchen, and I have, like, the postcards I've gotten, my favorite one being the one that's like, you know, it's missing from Snake Fight Church, and the "you are" in church is missing. You are. Which makes me super happy. And I've got a nacho sticker on my laptop from him.
Nice.
So but, the best pickup line I ever got was a guy that I was at a party with. It's, you know, he was cute, he was nice, whatever. And he points at the cheese platter and he says, "Do you know whose cheese this is?" Nacho cheese.
Nice.
And he was so stupidly delighted by that.
And you were like,
I just had to
this is my party, and it technically is my cheese.
It wasn't my party.
All so. I see
that would have been better.
Yeah.
I should also point out, just because Derek has brought me much joy for years from his nacho stuff, in addition to the Nachonomics website, he also has a horror podcast now.
What?
Which is cool. So it's... Derek and author J.R., and I'm going to say this right, Hamantashen? It's Nom de Plume.
Ooh.
It's the name of some kind of traditional Jewish food. I forget exactly what. But the podcast is called The Horror of Nachos and Hamantashen, or Hamantashen. I forget how to say it right.
Irish Cheeseburger Nachos.
Right? And so you can find that on iTunes and stuff. I've just started downloading. I've listened to like the first 2 episodes. But it is, once again, as we've always learned, when someone we know through email and stuff, it's so weird to hear someone's voice. Because, like with like Troy to Troy doing Slaughterhouse Princess and Chip and all that, it's just like you have an idea in your head and then it's like it's always different.
Yeah.
But good on you for starting a sweet podcast and continuing to make sweet nacho-related content for the world.
Yes.
So I thought I'd put that out there because as we're all fans of nachos and all things nacho-related, I assumed you guys would like to see that. But
yes.
Nacho, nacho, nacho.
Yeah, yeah.
Why are there no poutine nachos?
In the book?
Anywhere.
All right, Gauntlet Throne, Derek.
I know, right?
Yeah.
God, where were... We were... I can't use words. Where was I? That I was looking for... Mall of America. took the boy to the Mall of America to do...
Why were you there?
Because we went to the theme park.
Okay.
We had unlimited ride wristbands, and like last Saturday, it was like, fuck it. Like, I had enough for like me, the boy, and Megan to all go. And so we were just like, woohoo! And I was like, well, we're going to tell the boy we're going Christmas shopping, because if it's insane... We're going to just, like, look at one store and then dip and pretend that was our purpose for being here. There was fucking no one there. We literally walked up and got on every ride as we walked up to it. Like, no waiting whatsoever. I'm like, I don't know what's going on, but let's do everything.
Is it Black Santa?
It must be Black Santa. but the reason I bring this up is that the relation to the previous thing here in poutine, there's now a Tim Hortons in the Mall of America.
Yes, there is.
And there will be one on Lake Street shortly.
What?
Yes. The article I saw said the old White Castle, which means the White Castle is moving, or there's an older White Castle. I don't know what the deal is, because there's that really old White Castle, but that's south of Lake.
Yeah, that one's
south of
Lake.
And that one's
like
a historical thing at this point, I think.
Yeah, like you can't do anything with it. It's like a jeweler's
shop. It's a jeweler right now, yeah. But at any rate, we'll get a Tim Hortons on Lake Street. Now, I've never been to Tim Hortons. Have you guys ever... I just know this is, like, Canada's favorite son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, you know, for Sean or Chip or all you folks, you know, you can weigh in on how true that is. But I knew Tim Hortons as kind of being the Dunkin' Donuts of Canada, because I only hear it referred to by Canadian actors and stuff on podcasts as, like, the place you get donuts and coffee.
Yeah.
That's a very tiny, tiny portion of the menu. Most of the menu is, like, lunch stuff. Huh. I was really surprised. I was kind of expecting, like, a Dunkin' Donuts. And there was a line out into the hallway at the mall because it's new. And I was like... Nope. But, you know, it was all glass walls, so I was able to just kind of look. And it's like, oh, there's just like a shit ton of sandwiches and, a fair donut selection, but like not even as many as you'd get at like Glam Doll. And then, like, whatever. And it's like, okay, so, like, this seems like decent food. I'm like, oh, but I bet there's, like, awesomely, like, monstrous poutine to be had.
Yeah.
No poutine on the menu.
Bullshit.
Canada, I demand that you justify why Tim Hortons did not have poutine on the menu.
What the fuck?
I don't understand how the most quintessentially Canadian chain does not have the most quintessentially Canadian food. So something is gone awry there. I feel like I just am baffled by whatever that particular series of circumstances leads to them going, oh yeah, we're not just donuts, we're lunch and snacks and junk food like tater tots and shit, but no poutine.
This is bullshit.
What's the point?
I don't get it. Like, this, it is literally like this huge gap. We did
look. There are three things that we get from Canada. We get poutine. We get like moose
and chip.
And chip.
That's like going to Outback and not having
Sean
Petray,
you get your ass down here, we'll get you too.
Yeah.
But yeah, like
that is really weird.
You don't go to Outback Steakhouse and not have kangaroo on the menu.
Exactly.
Like,
I don't understand. You needed a Bloomin', is it Awesome Blossom or Bloomin' Onion? Which one's the
Bloomin'
Outback
Onion.
One?
Bloomin' Onion.
It was weird, although we did end up going to Shake Shack, which is a chain that for people depending on where you live in the country is totally normal and ubiquitous, but is, I think, might be one of the only ones, if not the only one in the state. And is regarded highly, so I like the Doughboys podcast has covered it, so I was like, let's go try that. And it is good. It is way expensive.
Oh, yeah?
So for like a Wendy's-sized burger, it's like $8.
Why?
Exactly. Like, they do, oh, and I should point out, I think...
Did they cover it in pixie dust or something?
The why, I think, is actually because it is the most like hippie granola-looking thing, where like above every item on the menu, it's like, you know, burger. And it's like non-GMO, grass-fed, free-range... You know, such and such, blah, blah, blah. And there's, like, eight disclaimers of how, like, awesome it is for a hippie.
Sure.
Before every item. And it's like, ah, that's what we're paying for.
Aww.
They also have their own proprietary beer and wine that is brewed specifically for them or,
Really?
What is it when it's wine? It's not distilled.
Vinted, seems right.
For them, I got the beer just because I wanted to see what it was. It's a slightly hoppier Budweiser. It was nothing to write home about, so... That was a bit of a disappointment.
I'm sorry.
My chicken sandwich was good. It was a little odd because it was a fried chicken sandwich, but had the kind of breading you get on fish and chips. So it's that really thin, super crispy, which I like.
Yeah.
But didn't have a lot of staying power. So that was a little strange.
The batter.
Yeah, it was basically like a battered and dipped. It's like, okay, I kind of see what you're doing here. But it's not your mental image of like a crispy chicken sandwich. So, not bad, but
it's no McRib.
Too spendy. Nothing is a McRib. Although, is it McRib time yet? I feel like it's about McRib time.
I have no idea.
Doesn't it just show up, like, spontaneously?
Kind of. Like... But, I mean, I feel like it was about this time last year.
No clue.
You guys talk, I want a McRib.
I'm not going to say clue. To the Googles.
Yep. Yay. Hey, look, it's Raterly.
Yes.
Hi.
It is my wife, and she needs to be told what the drink is.
Yay.
Yay. I'm on winter break, so I get to drink. Yay, and stay up late.
Woo-hoo. Woo. The coffee liqueur used in this is Cafe Frida.
Ah, okay.
From Du Nord. Mm-hmm. You may have heard about it from Jess, actually. Oh. I wouldn't be surprised.
I've been
like, oh my god, this is a thing.
I had not actually tried the Frida yet. I've heard of it, and I've been to Du Nord several times, so yeah. They are lovely, wonderful people. And,
oh, God, I love Du Nord.
Yes, I want to go back all the time.
Did you guys see like the little blurb for when Du Nord had their unveiling thing for this? It was Du Nord was Adam Dunn did a video
with
to
Toussaint.
Showcase
yeah.
The Du Nord unveiling with Toussaint. And yep. I was just like, ugh.
I'm pretty sure we shared that on this our AON Facebook.
We might have.
I think I may have put it on the Facebook.
I did, but. I know.
Oh, we both might have that.
That's all right.
That's okay.
If you guys saw it twice, yes, saw it twice.
Is that good, man? Is that good?
No, it
made
me
happy.
What do you
think, Raterly?
I think it's quite tasty. Yeah. That makes me very happy.
This
really
liqueur
good.
Is dedicated to teachers.
Yay! that is actually what teachers need. Cheers to that. Because I have... This year has started my first year of having more than one cup of coffee while at school sort of days. So, and my first attempt at coffee after 4. So it's been a good school year so far.
Yay.
Filled with caffeine. Yay. No, it's actually been a pretty good school year, I suppose. So, you know, all things considered. Okay. Yes.
How's winter break going for you, darling?
Oh, it's Those children know how they just make you definitely not miss them for 2 weeks.
No, we're going to do you a favor and make it so that you don't miss being here. Yeah,
Friday was our last day of school, and it was the last hour of the day, and the day had been going pretty well. You know, everyone's chill. We're just like, let's just get through the day, do what we need to do. I hadn't, like, made any big final tests or exams or anything like that. We were just
You're my favorite teacher.
Yes, I'm just like... This half the kids don't show up anyways because they're already traveling or it's cold or whatever. And then my last hour of the day, I basically like I had to be a referee and split up a fist fight in my class.
Oh, lovely!
And I was like, really? For fuck's sake, guys, can we just get along for 45 more minutes? In which case, I don't have to. I know. I'm just like, really. The best part is like they're both
stuff.
Yeah, they're 18-year-old boys, and I'm just like, for fuck's sake, children. But you know that this is also the time of year where people can start getting anxious about life, the universe, and everything.
And if you have like, transition a is hard. Home life,
yeah. If you have a shitty home life, or this is where things come to an head because, and it will be gone by when we get back. It is totally normal and just one of those things. And it's just the, kind of the psychology of it all. And you're just like, ugh. Okay, well, I guess I'm not going to miss you for 2 weeks then.
Yeah.
But no, this was my get all the shit done day. Like, I put plastic on our windows finally, you know, on winter solstice, right? It's not technically winter yet.
There you go.
Yeah, after the negative 20 days. Yeah. I'm so good at this. Put plastic on the windows, wrapped all the presents, including the ones from Santa. Ooh. So, like, we are done with this Christmas stuff.
Wait, God, Santa has you wrap his presents?
Yeah, how does that work? Yeah,
totally does. Dude, how do you...
My wife is an elf?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah.
Santa gives me a little on the side, so...
I think I told you...
If you know what she means.
I knew she was getting something on the side.
I can't remember if I've told this story on the show, but Michael Goudeau and his son kind of figured out there was no... He's like, Dad, you know, what, Santa? And he goes, no, it's me. I put the present in the tree. And he found out the next day at school, someone's like, my dad's Santa!
Yes.
Totally took the wrong lesson from him.
Okay.
That's
adorable. My God.
That works for me.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. Side note: McRib sighting theoretically in Bloomington, but its status is unconfirmed.
You know what else is unconfirmed?
Your face.
In 2 days, it seems steam sale will begin.
Oh,
I actually expected that to start earlier this week. I've been checking in.
No, there is a website. When is the next steam sale?
Of course,
that basically goes by. Yeah, it's
like prior years.
It goes by prior years when they started, how much before an event, and they kind of go. We think based on their history that they're going to start around here.
I haven't wrapped any Christmas presents yet.
Nor am I.
And here's the thing: like, I have a teenager.
Yeah,
and but she'd like, be down with a bunch of downloadable games.
I was like, "What do you want for Christmas?" She's like. Steam stuff. I'm like, all right, organize your wish list and you'll find out what
priority,
I buy.
And then,
and that's basically what I'm doing for Christmas this year. I'm like,
I bet I can get there with the boy in a couple of years.
Yeah.
I think I really can.
So probably. I don't have to wrap shit. I might get something for Jesse. I haven't decided yet. Like,
see, Raiderly
my
did,
company.
Raiderly did a lot of the Christmas shopping in advance because she's smart. And then I was going to start doing my Christmas shopping this last weekend, and then we had no money.
Because daycare decided to randomly take 2 weeks worth of daycare money out in 1 week, and you're like, what? Excuse me?
Yeah.
Aren't you supposed to tell me a thing like this? And
thankfully we have Christmas with her mother's family on like 12th night.
Oh, so you got some time in between.
So I've got a little bit of time to get presents for my own family.
Yes. Well, but we're traveling this year. Yay, more presents. No.
Traveling?
Yeah. Yes, we will be heading out to the...
To Sparta!
Okay. Wow. I was really trying to avoid you saying it like that, and I couldn't stop you.
We're going
you.
To Sparta!
Okay. This is going to be a long car trip. So, Sparta's listeners, please send
it's where my brother lives.
Other things that I can distract also with so he doesn't say Sparta like that.
Sparta!
Damn it.
You know what? Just get him drunk till he passes out in passenger seat.
Oh, but then I have to, like, deal with... then I have to deal with drunk salsa.
Yeah.
And you know what?
Come here, give me a kiss, baby.
No. No, then you puke outside the car and the car window, and it freezes on there, and it's gross.
Flip him a roofie, it'll be fine.
Sigh. But then there's still more puke.
You could probably just hand him a roofie and be like, probably Salsa, could. Eat this. And he'd be like, okay.
Obey me.
Done. Yeah, probably. I could probably even tell him what it is, and he wouldn't not. He'd still eat it.
Okay, yeah. So this is...
I mean, he's really literally asking for it.
At this point. I feel like this is probably definitely part of being a male in this society. But I imagine that the concept or proposition of a roofie is something that is abhorrent to both of you. Whereas I'm sitting over here going, I'd try it just to find out.
Yeah.
Find out what it feels like.
I actually wouldn't mind trying it, like, to find out what it feels like with a group of friends.
In a safe environment, yeah.
In my experience,
that's not how I discovered what that was like.
No, I'm sure it wasn't. But
okay.
But you're saying slipping me a roofie over here. I'm like, I would try that just to
In my experience, it's a lot of vomiting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
So, I mean, not my personal experience, but, like, my friend who got roofied. And it's like, oh, so you assume that that makes you kind of woozy or pass out? And it's like, no, it makes you, like, heave your guts out for hours in a hotel room while we hope you don't die.
I would still try.
I was nauseous, but I don't remember puking a lot.
I have not also personally, but friends who've had, they have not, they were nauseous. Yeah. They didn't heave their guts out.
I was nauseous.
It was more like I couldn't wake them up.
Yep.
Like just passed out.
Yeah.
And that was more the terrifying part.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think it affects...
Which also makes it all the more horrifying that that's what people do to then have sex, because there's nothing attractive about someone who's blacked out.
Right.
Yeah. Blacked out and nauseated or potentially puking, you're like, yeah, now it's time for sex.
I am going to repeat a stand-up's joke.
Oh.
This is not a Bill Young joke.
No, as long as you accredit it.
Yeah. Leah Mansfield, who is a fantastically adorable little lesbian lady.
Aw.
Does a
That's
joke
almost
about
redundant,
how,
really.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Little lesbians are always fantastically adorable.
Yes.
Right. But no, she does this joke about how as a lesbian she can't roofie anybody because that really defeats the purpose. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have lesbian sex without the other person being awake.
Being involved, yeah.
Yeah. She's like I could...
There's no lie I can think of anyone.
Cuddle rape them. Like, mm-hmm. I'm going to cuddle you so hard later. And but she talks about telling this joke... And it's you know, a cute little throwaway up until she follows it up with, so I told this joke in Wisconsin at one point, and everybody looked at me blankly. And she was like, so what? And somebody from the back goes, what's a roofie? And she's like, well, it's a drug that men will sometimes slip into a lady's drink to make them more... pliable for having sex. And the I'm woman sure, in the back yeah. the woman in the back goes, oh man, we don't need roofies, we got Bud Light.
Oh,
never change, Wisconsin. Stay, yep.
Stay classy. Oh,
Wisconsin. Stay classy, Wisconsin.
This is
honestly, Bud Light makes me nauseous too, so
yeah, no, it's true.
I mean,
it does.
To be,
it might be the same thing,
honestly. The fact that they don't even know what it is
distilled Bud Light
makes
actually
me really
happy. It's encouraging. Yeah, yeah, it, right? None of them are using it.
Exactly. Yeah. Like that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yes. No. But to get off the subject of rape and drugs,
I'll get off and I'm good and ready.
No, that's what she said.
Matt gets off on the topic all the time.
So,
dine alone.
We know. You don't need to repeat it. We all know. I love you, Matt.
I know.
Raider Lee, keep talking.
Yes.
Yes. No. I had a productive as fuck day. It was awesome. I did all the laundry and ran the dishwasher and wrapped all the presents and put plastic on the windows. Dishwasher. Yes, pretty brand new dishwasher. Oh, it's so pretty.
Does it still have the, like, every time you use it?
Yes.
It still new enough?
Yes.
It every time you hit the power button and it goes doodling.
Yeah.
Like,
what?
Yeah.
Do you have like a fairy that lives
it
in your dishwasher?
Yeah, it sounds like a fairy. It's like doodling when it starts up, and you're like, oh.
And it's this delight. We'll play it for you mm-hmm. during one of the breaks. We'll go and pull. Yeah.
Yep. We are oldish.
Yeah. I was about to say, Yeah, my teenager gives no fucks about the sound of your dishwasher.
Oh, yeah. Should we lose us a few more from the 18 to 24 demographic?
Okay, so realize we have. Like, can we talk about flooring and mortgage rates? And
my knee's been acting up. I think it's going to rain.
Actually, I had that when I picked up Asher today. My arm started hurting. No, it was when I was carrying a screaming, squalling Lilbeth to time out, and she was kicking, and I'm like, my arm's giving out. Oh, God. I wonder if it's going to rain. It must be snowing later.
I saw one of those word picture things go across Facebook earlier, and it was like a text conversation.
You mean a meme?
No, because it was just a screenshot of a conversation between two people.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a weird gray area.
It really is.
But I guess one, it's just a photo. But one was like, do you want to fool around tonight? And the other one was like, we're going to play with Legos? Mm. And the other one was like, no, we're going to do adult things. And the other one's like, we're going to do taxes?
Yes! Sexy, sexy taxes.
Aw, yeah.
No. So, yeah. This is, I'm being productive as hell, and I'm happy about it. Yay, adulting.
Nice. Yay!
Because then Salsa and I tomorrow are going to have a adult date day where we actually, like, yes, not like that. We're going to
do taxes.
Yes, we're going to do taxes and go see Rogue One. And so,
oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a thing that came out.
Mm-hmm. It's a thing and whatnot.
Probably go to Home Depot.
That too.
Yeah, I feel like I might go see that, not this weekend, but the weekend after. That's when I'll have the boy again, but then it'll be out for a couple weeks, so it'll be nauseating to go to a theater full of people.
Yes.
I can't handle a full theater, so.
That's one of the reasons we're going during the day tomorrow.
Yeah, for sure.
Good call.
Matinee.
Woo, cheaper.
So much cheaper.
I should see if
so
Jesse wants
people
to do that on Friday. Like, I bet we could both get out of work early on Friday.
And my God, do I need the day off.
This yeah, week so has been... you were talking on the phone with, I assume it was work. It sounded...
It's been a week. So my... I have, in my department, we have 10 people.
Nine?
We have ten people.
Okay.
Due to holidays and people taking the day off for travel and vacation and various other things. The past 2 days, client services has been me and one other guy.
Huh. Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You guys want to hire me as a contractor? I'll tell you what my going rate is.
No,
you can hire me as contractor.
We've had
two or three days worth of paycheck for the.
I'll put in PTO. I will put in PTO at my current place of employment to come contract for you guys for a couple days and get paid up.
We were supposed to get one of them back today, but he is a bit of an outdoor enthusiast, and he went rock.
And he froze to death.
He went rock climbing and got a concussion.
Maybe he froze to death. Oh, okay.
And got what?
A concussion.
That's not good.
So he wasn't in at work today. A bunch of other people were gone. Our two leads were both really busy with emergency releases and various other fires going out, and we had a lot of fires on Monday. We've got a couple people engaged in build work because we've got to have all of our holiday stuff up and running before the holidays. It has basically been me and one other guy doing all of the support for everybody, and it's been hell.
Do you know what I don't miss?
That
support.
Working support.
Yeah.
Especially at that company.
It's been a fucking nightmare for the past couple days. And in addition to us being the only two basically taking tickets, there's been, like I said before, a lot of fires. We had major problems going on yesterday, especially. And because our leads were overworked with emergency releases and stuff like that, I was getting roped into doing some of that in addition to doing all the other stuff. I've been needing a drink all day.
Well, have some.
Yep. Here are your drinks.
Yes.
Hey, I have a random question for you guys, because a friend of mine actually just recently got hired at my place of employment.
Okay.
And I'm really excited. They're going to be, they still need to pass the background check. So my friends,
so 50-50.
You never know. But, so I'm really excited because, like, basically at my place of employment, I sit at my desk. I don't really interact with other people around me because all of my teams are online.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah.
In other countries and whatnot.
And this guy's wife asked if I was going to be his work spouse. I was like, oh my God, I haven't had a work spouse in forever. Hmm.
Oh, my work spouse divorced me.
Oh, I was about to ask, do you guys have work spouses? Like,
no, she was forcibly separated from hers.
He left me. It was sad.
Aww.
It was, he was not happy about it either. It was not
he
a,
left you with the kids.
He did.
God damn.
He took a harder job, so I don't feel, you know.
All right.
But it was, yeah. No, the last two work spouses I've had have both left me. So I think the problem's me.
No. You know, they just can't handle your awesomeness.
They realize I don't need them, and so they wander off to places they feel needed.
Yeah.
Really what is what it is.
I think my
I do need them.
I think my work spouse is James.
My sweet baboo.
That was my guess in my brain. Mm-hmm. So
you two do like walking our children around and looking like a adorable homosexual couple.
I'm work gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Okay.
Best both worlds.
You know,
there you go.
That's good.
So I'm glad you could come to this realization now. You know, in a public forum.
Never thought about that, but yeah. No, I think James is my work spouse.
I totally do not have a work spouse.
Dude, they make your life better.
The thing is I make my own life pretty good at work because I just don't get any on me.
Okay.
I'm Teflon at work.
Oh, there you go.
I don't really get to know people too well.
Yeah.
I don't participate in things. I don't ask people about themselves.
Really.
That's good.
And so I show up, I do my shit, I get out. And
that sounds awesome.
That keeps it pretty simple. Yeah. I think at my last job, for a time when we worked together, Lauren from Fearless and I worked together at the eyeglasses place. She was probably kind of the work spouse in that.
Yeah, I would agree.
I'd believe
that. She and I got along and hung out and made jokes and came up with weird games like Honeytown and shit with the doctor. So that was certainly it. But in general, I don't click with people too well at my place of employment because that can only lead to trouble. I keep everybody kind of at arm's length.
I generally don't, we had our holiday party recently. And everybody's like, you going to the holiday party? And I was like, God, no.
Yeah, me neither.
Why the hell?
Like, nope.
I spend 8 hours a day with you guys. I spend 2 hours a day with my wife. I spend an hour a week with my friends. Why would I spend any of my free time with you?
Yeah, that seems like poor time management.
I don't see my own friends. I see you guys all the fucking time. If I have free time, I'm not going to see you guys. No. I'm sorry. This is nothing personal.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You have friends outside the workplace.
No, I don't. But I want to tell them that I do.
Yeah, he needs to look cool.
I want to look cool in front of my friends, mom.
But that's,
stop fronting.
Even folks I would say I've been friends with at a job, when that employment ends for one or the other of us, the friendship also ends. I don't think I've got friends from previous jobs that still are friends of mine.
The ones that...
The exception being Lauren, because now we still, in a way, work together, and now that's, evolved to a different thing.
Yeah,
and that's the way it was with James. Very similar.
Yeah.
Is it was after I left, and we remained friends, and it was like, oh, okay, we're friends, as opposed to co-workers.
Yeah.
The person I can talk to my work and not want to shoot my, brains out, or gouge my eyes out, or my ears, or whatever. Other horrible thing. Yeah, no, there's the... I mean, I have people I talk to and I'm very close to my coworkers that I work with on a regular basis in my little program, but I don't have a work spouse at the moment.
Yeah.
I have people I can go to.
Yeah, and I do have some people around the office that I can, talk to about this, that, or the other thing, but it's
I mean, I also benefit from not having a job that has anything that's worth caring about.
Yeah, yours is pretty...
It's just, I make a sandwich, and then at the end of the day, I go home. There's no, bro, the sandwich making is getting me down. I feel like there are some... No one said anything, but I feel like there are less grains in our multigrain bread. I think that something's changed.
I think you should start that rumor.
That's a great idea.
When I worked at Chipotle, they would occasionally try to put together a party at someone's house, and it was nope, sorry. Mm-hmm.
See, I go
because
to those things
we are gonna
because
go, yeah,
that's
why?
Actually... That is actually important to my job to go out for drinks with the people afterwards.
That is
also important for
when
my job.
You're making Chipotle burritos.
Yeah.
And what is this is one of two things is going to happen. we're going to do nothing but talk about work the whole time. And usually that's where's the fun in that?
Yeah.
Or B, we're going to quickly discover that we have absolutely nothing in common.
Yep. Yeah.
Because finding someone that you actually get along with outside of being forced together
or
is pretty
C,
rare.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No. No, I mean, as a teacher, that is almost part of the social contract of being a teacher is like going out for drinks.
Yeah. No, I can see that. I mean, that
you know, Friday night or
teachers.
Yeah, I don't necessarily want to go like party with my coworkers,
but
I definitely
go out for drinks and you bitch.
Oh yeah,
you vent
but,
a little.
You know,
bit.
But who else can better sympathize?
Like, exactly. You're like
that support group is specific.
Well, and because you know, you're like I can't tell my husband or my friends like, oh, this kid, blah blah blah, and like use names or anything like that. But I could be like this kid and say a name. And the other teacher goes, oh, I know.
Because you had to deal with it 4th hour. They dealt with it 6th hour.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Or
we could problem solve too.
That's why he was acting this way during my class, because that happened. Yeah.
Or occasionally, I'm like, oh my god, did see the amazing thing this kid did? Ah! But that's a nice rarity.
And I should throw it out there, listeners. Do you have a work spouse? If that's a thing, and if so, you don't have to be specific about your job. But what kind of job is it? Because I bet there's a difference between how in depth your job is. And like
skilled labor versus
like if you're doing like things where you're doing like working with groups and teams, you know, like most of you guys do, or versus like, you know, one off shit like I'm doing, which is like basically fast food. I bet there's a difference there, but I'd be curious to see. And then two, do you hang out with your coworkers as friends, and do you keep friends from jobs after you no longer work at that job? I think it'd be interesting to find out. So, you know, post something on the Facebook if you're comfortable with that, or send an email. That's always good.
Yeah.
But I'd be curious because I feel like we're all on that like light end of interaction with coworkers. But I do think there are people like that's what they do.
Like
they get off work.
I'm still friends with a bunch of my previous IB coworkers, and I don't just mean the ones that were friends of mine before I started there.
Right.
But again, we're starting to get into more skilled labor as opposed to just.
So I mean, like there are some people that I worked at IB with that I'm still like Facebook friends with. I go to a birthday party every year for this one guy because
like customers that come into my job that work in the various banks and businesses and crazy shit in the IDS, like when they are talking in line, and we're of course invisible when they're waiting for their sandwich to come out. Like the stuff they're talking about is usually like, okay, so so and so and so and so and so and so from whatever other departments, so Friday we're all going to the local at 7, and it's like that's just the normal thing, it seems, just to go get cocktails with your coworkers. That's just bizarre to me. I've done that once or twice. I think
we do have a couple social clubs at work that get together. Meat club is actually at the moment kind of fallen to the wayside. Well, the meat lord.
You have fucked up the place.
It wasn't my fault. The meat lordess moved away to a different department, and
don't care.
Yeah,
this is your fault.
Pick up that mantle.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yoke yourself.
Be the change you want to see in the world.
Change I want to see in the world is someone else bringing me my meat.
Oh, speaking of change, I'm very close to getting all the quarters we need.
Awesome.
Yay.
I also have a feeling that some of the demographics are at work here. I feel like younger people are probably more likely to do that.
True.
Than,
I don't know, because sometimes like people who've been at their job for 30 years, like, they have their work friends, and those are the people they want to hang out with.
And that sometimes becomes the majority of your friends. Because, as people move and family kind of drift from folks that you're not forced to be around every day. Man. You know, I mean, like, we've talked about this before, like, all of us have difficulty seeing our friends that we just consider our normal friends. And it's like, I saw Porter sometime around Halloween.
Yeah.
And before that, it was Fest. And before that, it was I don't know what. I see them like 5 times a year. I see Taffy and Angus generally only at Fest.
Just at Fest,
yeah. And we used to get together at least once a month, And it's like, so it is weird. Like, I can see how your work friends, as you get older and gets harder to schedule time with people because of family obligations and shit, become a little more important. Because, well, like I said, if you're going out for drinks immediately after work, at least you all know you're right there.
Yeah.
And then you can spare an hour and then go home, as opposed to getting 8 people to pick a night. Show up at the same
go
place,
to a
not
party.
Feel like,
go to Vegas, convince Joe to
put pants on.
No, I can see how people fall into that.
I feel like there will be outliers in many different cases, but I feel like age will be a factor, and I feel like how difficult the job is.
Oh yeah,
Whether it's
theory, like awful situations drive people together. And,
but I think it'll be kind of a bell curve. Mm-hmm. Where you'll see the very, very beginning, the young ones will want to go out. Then when you get into our area, it's kind of dropping off. And then, like you were saying, when you get in have been there for 20 years, then you start to fall back on the other side of hanging out with people again.
Well, I also think it's about location too. So, you know, rural versus urban and whatnot. For sure.
Yeah, because if you're going to like walk out of your building and there's a cornfield, you're probably going to go home.
Like, but if you're going to walk out of your building, or you're going to be like, all of us are just going to go to the bar anyway, so let's just go to the bar after work, have a couple of beers, and then I'm going to go home. You know, so we can
convenience, I think, plays
when there's
all
when you have 20 coworkers and 50 people in the entire town, you're probably going to hang out with
technically
those
it doesn't even probably count as being a coworker get together. That's just called the bar.
Yeah.
That's just what it is.
Yeah,
you know, because I mean that was like, well, back in the day growing up in Shockby, that's just what like Arnie's was or Turtles. Like everybody just went there at night. So it
or you've got the other bar across the street, and that like is the dividing line between the town.
Yeah,
like Oh, you go to that bar.
I've been hanging out with Nathan.
I have known some of those towns.
Yeah, no,
where
for sure.
Where they had like the two bars on the other side of town, and you were loyal to one of them.
Mm-hmm.
That's
It's my bar. It's my turf.
Yep.
Hey, are we at a good?
Yeah, we can take
a break.
Sure. That works.
Sweet.
Let's take a break, and we'll come back and talk about more stuff.
Cool.
Yay. I should go check out my children.
There you go.
Make sure they're not dead.
If you guys like what you heard, come visit us on aonpodcast.com and leave a comment. Or you can send us an individual email at salsa, Matt, or Jenna at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
And we're back. I'm still Matt.
I'm apparently Salsa and Radley because I'm that awesome.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I'm Jenna.
And we are back. And we've told Salsa that now that Radley's here, we don't need him. And he's decided to take a break and sit on the couch and play games on his phone, it appears. So I got to admit, that's pretty much what I would do.
Yeah.
So as we're moving on to continue the show. One,
I shouldn't be playing games on my phone right now.
It's just, you know, there's levels of engagement.
All right.
But hey, folks, you've heard us talk about it before. Let me talk about it again. True Stone Coffee.
Oh, so good.
Yes. Lovely sponsor of our show. As we mentioned, we were drinking a coffee liqueur to start the episode named after a teacher. And I believe something in the verbiage on the back of that bottle talked about how teachers often need caffeine to get through their day.
Oh my goodness, do they ever. So much coffee.
So, while True Stone has not made a booze in honor of teachers, they do produce that sweet, sweet caffeine that it is okay to have at your desk.
Yeah, that I run on.
While you are teaching.
Oh my god.
One that won't get you fired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is also the presents I'm giving my parents this year.
That's
so
awesome.
Yep. So
oh my god. They have hats.
Do they have hats now?
They have hats now.
I would wear a True Stone
knit hats. Right?
Really?
Yeah.
I do wear a knit hat a lot.
Yeah.
So if you want to get some True Stone for yourself or your favorite teacher, perhaps, or you know, anyone else in your life that could use a little bit of a pick-me-up, you can go to TrueStoneCoffee.com, use the promo code...
Apropos.
Or apropos, if you're pedantic, and get yourself a discount on
or
your
just
order.
Correct.
And they will, and they will ship those beans directly to your home or your friend's home or wherever it is you need them to go. Once again, you go to their website and use the promo code
Apropos.
Apropos, and get yourself some delicious, delicious coffee.
English is stupid. I'm an English teacher. I'm allowed to say that.
Yeah.
So that said, we're gonna
like your people can say that.
Yes.
Yeah,
oh my goodness.
My
yes.
People,
this is the song
stupid.
Of my people.
We are going to delve deep again into the Fast Fives of the days of yore.
Salsa, get your ass over here.
I was just about to say that.
Oh,
so brilliant.
Sorry.
Good. You guys are on a wavelength.
We are together forever.
Yeah. Doom, Salsa. Doom for you.
Doom.
Doom.
Doom. So this one comes to us from Miranda from November 30th of 2012.
Ooh, in the Wayback Machine.
I feel extra bad on this one. I do feel like I've gotten more from her over the years, but this one is, I'm a new listener.
Hi,
who sampled
Miranda.
Your podcast after Matt guested over on Geeks Without God.
Yay.
Gotta say, I had to suppress a giggle fits a couple times while I listened at work. That having been said, I'd like to submit a Fast Five. Answers to follow separately. Also, I hope three options is okay.
Oh
yeah,
we've done a few.
We have precedents.
We've done a few.
But if she'd only listened to an episode or two, she might not have known. So that's good.
I mean, it's not unprecedented.
We are not.
You're fired. Go sit down again.
No.
What the guy gotta do?
Let's not find out.
Yeah.
So. Question one, and once again for folks that might be new, the way this works is we get questions usually A or B, sometimes A, B, or C, and we get no context. We have to pick our favorite for our whatever reasons we think, and then we find out in a second email what the context was. So question one, bong, hookah, or glass of milk?
Hookah.
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 I guess hookah, because the other two would make me very sick.
Right?
Yes.
In any circumstance. Like, is that like sleep aid, do you think?
I'm guessing sleep aid.
Or what we use to relax. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like if it's sleep aid,
I wish I could just like...
Hot just makes me pass right the fuck out.
Me too. Really I'm just does. Like, okay, I'm just going to...
It makes me
and
nauseous.
I have
like,
actually
I
used it
good.
As...
Yeah, I don't like it.
But yeah, I get like a pot hangover.
I hate the flavor.
Like, I feel
kind of
nauseous.
It makes me nauseated.
And my head hurts, and I'm like...
I think the context is which would make the most uncomfortable enema.
Oh.
Oh. Probably still the hookah then.
You're still trying to get kicked out, aren't you?
Yes.
All right.
Dude, I did not have
a good thing going over there.
I do not have time to do this every week for you, man. I'm already cutting all your slack or picking up all your slack. I can't do this too.
She had to cut it and then pick it up.
Yep.
She did it twice.
Uh huh.
It was just so big.
Oh,
big slack.
That's the only thing that's big about him.
Big slack.
Whoa.
Shots fired. Question two.
I like her. Let's keep her.
Shots, 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 shots,
shots.
Question two, 10 or 11?
It goes to 11, man.
Oh, good call.
Yeah. 11.
I'm going to go 11, for Spinal Tap.
I'm going to say 10.
I like this next one a great deal.
Yeah.
Half-Life 3 or World War 3? I'm guessing it's which one will happen first.
Oh, my God.
From 2012.
Which I wish would happen first is Half-Life 3, which is probably going to happen first is the...
I'm going to say, the one that will probably happen next is probably World War 3. I honestly just don't believe we'll ever get a Half-Life 3.
I'm going to say... Half-Life 3.
Ever the optimist?
I have no context really for either one of these. Sorry, everyone in the universe. So I really hope it's not World War 3, so I'm going to say Half-Life 3.
There we go.
Yeah.
Question four. Pen or teller?
Teller.
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 I'm going to go pen.
No one's shocked by this either.
Right? And question five. Although, depending on the context, I would totally change my answer.
Mm-hmm.
Question five. Dark or white?
Dark.
This is a November email, so we're talking probably turkey.
Possibly if it's turkey or chocolate or
all of it
like
dark.
That, I want it dark.
I feel like I'm dark as well, assuming it's meats, because they're always juicier.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm a night person, so dark.
Oh, also that? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Although white wouldn't be, you'd think it would be darker light then. But.
We've had obtuse.
That's true. Could have been obfuscation.
You're obtuse.
Angle?
Oh, this will be a little tricky. All right. Yes. So question one, bong, hookah, or glass of milk? None of us are going to know the answer to this because it refers to a specific episode.
Oh, my God.
Bong, hookah, or glass of milk? What was making that bubbling sound all throughout episode 110?
Oh, it was a hookah.
Hookah then.
It was a hookah.
It was probably a hookah. I mean,
none of the other options make sense at all for any of us.
I could see someone blowing through a straw into their drink, but we would just not have a bong around, so it's not that. But probably a hookah then. Although that does pop up every now and again, like if Scully records from home for Horseshoe Hot Dog, he'll smoke a hookah. And someone's like, dude, who's just taking fat bong rips the whole show? No one can take that many bong rips. They would
not
sleep.
And not just pass out.
But it's just not how that goes.
Where'd Scully go?
Question two, 10 or 11, which doctor has the cooler sonic screwdriver?
Oh.
Who is that? And...
Smith. Yeah.
I couldn't tell you what one looks like and don't care.
None clue.
I'll say
Smith probably has the cooler one.
I'm still on Baker.
Although I'm so happy with Tennant's screwdriver.
Giggity.
Euphemism.
I like both of them.
Yeah, they're both
of them work and they have their own advantages. There's a nice extension of the personality of each doctor.
Right?
Which
is actually one of the things I like about Smith's, but...
Yeah, I agree.
Tennant's just seemed... Like, it seemed handier overall. Like, he
utilized it better.
Yeah.
I think it's really more what it was.
We're still talking about penises. Oh, I see.
Talking about...
Yes.
Anyway.
Question three. Half-Life 3 or World War 3? Which do you think will happen first? I stand by my answer.
Probably World War 3.
I really do.
We all know what the answer probably is, but...
And in as much as that, I think on a long enough timeline, there will eventually be another large war. I think on a long enough timeline, Valve just simply ceases to exist as a company.
Yeah.
And the game doesn't get made.
Yeah.
Question four, pen or teller, Who's the better magician? The answer is Teller. By a fucking it's, country magician.
Oh,
Teller.
My God. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Penn is an incredible
Penn
showman.
Penn is not a magician.
Yes. Penn is a juggler and a showman and, mm. and a half-assed magician.
Yeah.
Teller is the second best magician in the world.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
After Johnny Thompson. So, that's Teller by a huge margin.
Yeah.
One of the genius bits of that show is that it doesn't highlight the disparity too often.
No.
Well, no, they work so well together.
Yeah. But you'll notice Penn does a lot of talking. Teller does a lot of moving.
Yeah. So. Also... They have different skills and they utilize them.
Oh yeah, as
well
as a duo, that's it's perfectly complementary. But yeah, but no,
Teller never eats fire. Penn does. Yeah,
Penn
so.
Can do magic, and he's certainly better than me. But so is everybody.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
But no, he can do magic. He's a capable magician, but he
absolutely.
Is in no way someone that could have his own show by himself doing magic. I don't think.
No,
I think there are other people that are. Piff is more interesting to watch do magic. I think.
Mm-hmm.
And Piff would probably tell you that.
Although as a And to use music terms, as a concept album, like watching Teller do just a solo show would be fascinating.
Oh, it'd be great. And Teller's solo bits are amazing.
I want acoustic Teller.
Acoustic Teller would be amazing.
Yes.
Teller Unplugged.
Yes. I love this album idea.
Teller doing the silhouette special. With the rose bit.
That one is by far the
hardest
thing you've
ever seen. I cry
every
time I watch it. The bit with all the needles in the apple, which is a super old school trick, but it's just the goldfish coins.
Yeah, but it's all so beautifully done, and you're just like, I could just watch this forever
and ever. He's doing it alone, but it's still a Penn and Teller show.
It fits,
And I would be interested to see him do, like I said, a solo album where it's just him with a different character.
Yeah.
You know, where it's Teller as opposed to Penn and Teller Teller.
Yeah. That'd be interesting.
So.
Finally, dark or white, and Jenna, I think, actually brought this up. Preferred type of chocolate.
Yeah. It's what my first thought was. Dark. It's still dark.
So dark.
I think... And for me, there's like a little bit of a caveat because I prefer dark chocolate, but you can eat very, very little of it at a time.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So if I'm going to have like a candy bar, I want regular chocolate. If I'm going to have like one of those little ones, you know, that come in those bags, like the four kinds.
Yeah.
Like the Hershey's ones, whatever.
Yep.
Then I want the dark one.
I mean, I really can't eat a lot of chocolate no matter what kind of chocolate it is.
Right.
Sucker.
But yeah, dark chocolate.
I don't know that problem.
Good. Although a dark chocolate with.
I shouldn't have milk chocolate because milk, but.
Right. The dark chocolate bars that we used to get from Kitchen Window when I worked at Calhoun Square that had the, whatever the spicy ones are, whatever peppers in there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dark spicy chocolate is a thing to behold.
It's pretty
good.
You
just let it dissolve on your tongue for
Mexican
like 20 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, it's
Mexican
so
with the chipotle
good.
In there.
So good. Oh. Excellent Fast Five there, Miranda. Hope you still listen and finally heard this.
Thanks.
Thanks, Miranda.
That exists. That's a good one. I'm done. That said, do we have anything we need to cover or plug before we get out of here for the week?
This Friday is the final showing of Klingon Christmas Carol.
Yeah, get your nerd cred game.
Oh my God. A friend brought a friend who absolutely, like, just grew up on Star Trek Next Gen.
As did I.
And, but hadn't
That's
seen any
favorite.
Of the others.
Agreed.
And absolutely loved it. Was like and didn't like nerd out, and he's not what I would consider a nerd, but he was like, yeah, that was delightful. So
nice.
Highly recommend it. This Friday, the 23rd.
Yes.
Excellent.
Because Christmas is Sunday. Yeah.
Aha. So yeah, 7 or 7:30 somewhere in there. I think doors are at 7. And make sure to try some of their blood wine.
Is that the specialty cocktail for that particular show?
Specialty beer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Neat.
Fascinating.
Is that made by like She Brewing?
Like, yeah.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Right on. Because, I don't know if we've mentioned before, the Mounds has a really good beer selection because it's all from She Brewing. It's really, really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Check that out if you get the chance. I should point out, because we recorded Tuesday last week after Lab, I did go to Double Blind last Thursday. I just wanted to give young Eric a shout out. That show is still always amazing. And it was really fun. I had Nick and Molly Glover, Aaron Kennedy, and some folks that I've seen before whose names I can't remember, but are not people that perform a whole lot. So, again, you know, there's local shows you can see that happen each month. Check them out. Just find Fearless on the Facebooks, and you'll be able to get the event notifications. That said, we will not be talking to you again until after the big holiday weekend. So whether you're doing, you know, Christmas or Hanukkah or Kwanzaa or I don't know how many other ones there are now. Whatever holidays you might do or no holiday. I don't care.
Like
I don't do much.
There's like 700 this time of year.
But yeah. Because Festivus. It's a big, busy weekend for people, even if it might not be for you specifically, careful out there. Take care of each other. Have a wonderful weekend. And we'll talk at you again next week. Eat the fucking cake.
Tschüss.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast. Or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
Talking and testing the microphone.
Microphone.
Also testing this microphone.
Microphone.